This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Wong Xiaoning, together with Philip C. It has just gone past 8:39. It's Wednesday, November the 10th. Let's talk about hotels, because state borders are now open and many Malaysians have begun travelling back to their hometowns to see their loved ones. Some are even taking the opportunity to take a quick vacation to local destinations after being stuck at home for months. A bit of this chuti-chuti Malaysia.
I know, taking a bit of break, essentially. But hotels really are born with the brunt of many cycles of lockdowns now faced. But their new challenge is really this, which is shortage of workers. In fact, over the past week, social media has been rife with news that hotel guests in Penang and Johor are unable to check in, with rooms being assigned past check-in time. Is this, however, the only challenge hotels are facing, or perhaps just teething problems at this start when industries begin to recover?
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Yap Lip Seng, who is the CEO of the Malaysian Association of Hotels. Good morning, Lip Seng. Now, just give us an idea. How severe is this labour shortage issue, and how is it affecting hotels in Malaysia, and are they coping well with it?
For this, we need to look back at the industry even before the pandemic. As the industry grew, demand of manpower grew along with it. And of course, interest in building a career in hospitality too. But as society advances, expectations are different. Gone are the days when hotel school graduates are expected to start at the bottom, even at housekeeping or waitress level. Graduates expect executive or managerial level jobs. This left a gap in entry-level jobs such as waiters, housekeeping maids, and also kitchen stewards, among others. Pre-pandemic, there were contract service providers that filled in this gap, particularly for cleaning jobs, and they are reliant on foreign labour. Coming back to the pandemic, it has in fact aggravated the situation. Hospitality and tourism is not only seen as difficult jobs, but also uncertain. Apart from having to let go of existing employees, as hotels can no longer sustain losses from the travel restrictions imposed, no one wants to work in the hotel industry anymore. Even banks classify us as high-risk industry. We warned this in the early stages of the pandemic, that if the industry does not receive sufficient financial assistance, we will lose our talents and it will be costlier to rebuild later on. And with that, we lose our tourism capacity and even the ability to receive tourists when the recovery comes. All we asked for was a higher wage subsidy, being the most impacted industry and expected to recover last. But unfortunately, the industry did not receive sufficient help to retain its people, hence the problem today. Ex-employees are reluctant to come back to the industry. Most have ventured into other more stable industries such as manufacturing or into gig economy for more freedom. With the situation now, hotels are forced to offer high part-time or even temporary contract rates to secure manpower for fluctuations in business. As of now, business is still not stable. Yes, we have increased in bookings due to pent-up demand at holiday periods, but at other times it's still low without the international arrivals.
What about hiring local Malaysians to work? You know, what are the challenges there?
Well, don't be mistaken. We hire locals, and locals are our first choice. But it comes with these challenges. As mentioned, expectations now are different. Apart from comparison of pay, and it's not that hotel pay is low, but its corresponding job commitment is not preferred by the people now. In the 80s and 90s, for example, hotel recruitments were mostly trained locals, even certified for that matter, but they do not take entry-level jobs now. So the industry resorted to hiring for attitude and then train for skills. Being a service-centric industry, we need people who can communicate and with the right attitude, and then we can train them to do the job, not a problem at all. But given all that, the locals must first be interested for us to hire them. The perception that hotel jobs are difficult or best known for odd hours still persists. And the impact of the pandemic that brought the industry to its knees made it worse.
So apart from this labour shortage, what are the other issues on the ground that hotels are facing now though?
At the core of the hotel industry, it has lost almost 2 years of business. And that means we have fallen 2 years behind in competitiveness. Without sufficient financial support, stakeholders in general will likely remain stagnant for another period of time. Having sufficient cash flow is important now that we are back in business, which also means that more bills to pay and more manpower costs along with it. To most people, they would think that the industry is recovering. But what we can tell you is yes and no. Yes, recovering operationally, but no, not financially. Bear in mind, room rates are down at least 30 to 70% in general, and we are talking about average of the industry, and the hotel occupancy, despite the recent hype over the long weekend, only got up to about approximately 40%. Malaysia's room rates were already the lowest in the region before the pandemic, if not the world, and now it's even lower. So what we see now with the industry is purely for survival. Recovery is a long journey.
You know, so what kind of trends is your association observing in terms of occupancy rates and prices?
Just briefly, pre-pandemic from our records, year 2019 was at approximately 64% occupancy. And that's not particularly encouraging. Industry had to cope with leakage of business to unregulated accommodation, such as home sharing and Airbnb. There were no and still no regulations or enforcement. Industry is estimated to have lost approximately 2 billion ringgit of business to Airbnb on a yearly basis. And they pay no taxes or license fees. Average room rates was approximately about 220 ringgit. We are lowest in the region comparing with similar ASEAN destinations. One key problem is our currency that is comparatively low. Malaysian hotelers needed to balance domestic market with the international arrivals, the domestic with the lower spending, of course. And like it or not, have to compromise on one for another. Based on a survey, we depend on 55% of domestic market and 45% international. Year 2020. Last year was approximately 32% in occupancy and 190 ringgit in average room rate, largely contributed by the month of January before the lockdown and the months of June to September during the recovery MCO. This year, we are anticipating the year to close at approximately 30%, having lost three quarters of the year to travel bans. Average room rate is expected to remain stagnant. To put things into perspective again, even during the busiest weekend after interstate travel was allowed, average occupancy was only approximately 40%.
And I'm curious, you know, now that state borders have reopened, what kind of trends are you seeing? What are people booking? Is it more resort hotels or city hotels?
Definitely the resorts and the islands. And the main source market is the population of Klang Valley, travelling out of the city, particularly to nature destinations. And the upside of it is that there is currently a group of travellers that are willing to spend more. And these are the ones that used to travel overseas consistently, and now they're confined to only within the country. These are the ones driving the business to high-end hotels and resorts now. But once international borders reopen, they may shift back to their preferred international destinations.
Thank you for your time. That was Yap Lip Singh, CEO of Malaysian Association of Hotels, giving us what the issues are on the ground, other than and reminding us that, yes, there is recovery operationally, but not financially, because they've got a lot of bills to pay. And sadly, they are one of the industries most affected by COVID-19, because we've had many cycles of opening, closing, opening, closing. And we do know this is extremely disruptive for businesses.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about this industry, I'm sure a lot of deferred payments came through. And so now, you know, they're asking for the payments back again, coupled by the fact that your revenue probably is under pressure.
Because yeah, you've already spent all your cash, I'm sure, by now.
Yeah, so you have this cycle and you probably have to raise your wages to attract employees.
Yeah, so he has said that they've always tried to hire Malaysians, but it is a challenge because of the odd hours. And, you know, at this current moment, he has to, in fact, offer more money to attract part-timers to fill this gap. But this morning, very quickly, we were running a poll on Twitter asking you, what's your biggest concern about staying in a hotel? And it was about evenly split between no adherence to SOPs and standards are below par, while only 18% of y'all say they're still not ready to travel at this moment. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.